This is Akashvani, the news read by Xinbia Hui. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has proposed a comprehensive global development compact on behalf of India. He said that the foundation of this compact will be based on India's development journey and experience of development partnership. The Prime Minister said this in his closing remarks of the third Voice of the Global South virtual summit today. He said today's discussion paved the way to move forward together and expressed confidence that the discussion would boost the efforts to achieve goals set up by Global South nations. Earlier in his opening remarks, the Prime Minister called on the nations of the Global South to stand united in one voice to become each other's strength. He expressed concern about the current global atmosphere of uncertainty and challenges. Speaking at the first Foreign Minister's session of the Global South Summit, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar urged member countries to work together as a family to facilitate the flow of low-cost financing and critical technologies. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that various important issues, including food, health and energy security, were discussed at the third Voice of the Global South Summit, which was hosted virtually by India. Addressing the media after the conclusion of the summit, Dr. Jaishankar reiterated the need for UN reforms. He further said that other issues also included challenges related to resources, access to resources, and concerns about employment and economic inequality. He said that these are common problems raised by many leaders at the summit. Dr. Jaishankar also mentioned that many leaders spoke about extreme weather conditions, emissions challenges, and the debt burden, among other issues. Union Minister for Housing and Urban Affairs, Manohar Lal, today highlighted the transformative developments in country's metro rail network over the past decade. Addressing media, the minister noted that prior to 2014, the metro rail system in the country was limited to just 248 km and operational in only 5 cities. Over the last 10 years, 700 km of new metro lines have been made operational, bringing the total operational length to 945 kilometers and extending metro services to 21 cities across the country. The Union Minister also spoke about the recent approval of 3 major metro rail projects by the Union Cabinet, which are Bangalore Metro Project, Thane and Pune Metro Project. He added that with the approval of these new projects, India now has over 1,000 kilometers of metro lines under construction. The minister mentioned that India currently ranks third globally in terms of operational metro network length, following China and the USA. The Health Ministry has said that there is no reported case of monkeypox in the country to date. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda reviewed the monkeypox situation and preparedness in New Delhi today in view of the WHO declaring it a public health emergency of international concern a few days ago. It was decided that precautionary measures be put in place to prevent and control the spread of the disease. The measures include sensitizing health units at all airports, seaports and ground crossings, readying the testing laboratories and gearing up health facilities for detecting, isolating and managing any cases. Medical services were affected throughout the country as doctors, medical professionals and students are staging 24-hour protests across the country on the call of the Indian Medical Association, IMA, in protest of rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata. Non-emergency and OPD services have been suspended since 6 a.m. this morning and suspension will continue till tomorrow. However, all essential services are being maintained. In Delhi, doctors from Rama Manohar Lohia and Lady Harding Medical College hospitals joined the protest, including faculty members of AIIMS Delhi. In Bihar, medical services in government hospitals as well as private hospitals are affected. In West Bengal, the left and Congress parties also protested in all districts. On the other hand, the ruling Trinamool Congress took out rallies in Kolkata and other places demanding hanging of the criminals involved in the incident. The Union Health Ministry has urged protesting doctors to resume their duties in the larger public interest and assured them of all possible efforts to ensure the safety. The ministry said a committee will be formed to suggest measures for ensuring the safety of healthcare professionals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.